Recorded Books presents How China Loses, The Pushback Against Chinese Global Ambitions by Luke Patey. Narrated by Tim Fannin. Nothing discloses real character like the use of power. It is easy for the weak to be gentle. Most people can bear adversity, but if you wish to know what a man really is, give him power. This is the supreme test. Robert Greene Ingersoll, American writer and orator, 1883. Introduction. There was a moment. Something new was happening. Xi Jinping was in Davos. Once a year, the small Swiss Alpine town plays host to the World Economic Forum, a gathering of political leaders, business executives, celebrities, academics, and activists to discuss globalization, free trade, and current global issues from climate change to artificial intelligence. The Davos crowd is an affluent one, often associated with liberal ideals of limited government, free markets, and democracy. It is not a place where one expects to find the man who holds the titles of the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party and head of the People's Republic of China. It is not where one anticipates hearing a keynote speech from the leader of a one-party state known for its brand of political authoritarianism and state capitalism. But in January 2017, China's paramount leader, Xi Jinping, headlined Davos. Along with him was the largest delegation China had ever sent to the annual meeting. It included the likes of Jack Ma, founder of China's largest e-commerce company, Alibaba, among other Chinese corporate executives and high-level government officials. Xi's presence marked the changing current in global affairs. The Chinese leader had arrived to assuage the anxieties of the global elite. Just 2 months earlier, Donald J. Trump had won the 2016 American presidential elections. On the campaign trail, Trump threatened to shake up America's long-standing trade and security partnerships in Western Europe and East Asia. His victory, paired with Britain's yes vote in a 2016 referendum to leave the European Union, confirmed to many that the West was in disarray. For China, this was a golden opportunity. After the 2008 financial crisis weakened liberal markets in the United States and Europe, the rise of populism was now shaking political stability in Western democracies. From Beijing's vantage point, a new power vacuum had opened to advance China's interests, norms, and values on the world stage. Unlike the incoming American president, Xi wanted to show the over 3,000 influential delegates in attendance at Davos that he was a rational and responsible statesman, and that China was ready to seize the mantle of globalization and free trade. "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times," Xi said in his speech, quoting the opening line of Charles Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities. "Today we also live in a world of contradictions," Xi continued. "Many people feel bewildered and wonder, what has gone wrong with the world?" The Dickens classic is set in the late 18th century during the First Industrial Revolution and French Revolution. But Xi refused to blame economic globalization and the merger of digital technologies with physical systems of the Fourth Industrial Revolution for political and social turmoil in the world. He rejected Trump's calls for protectionism in response to unfair trade practices by America's largest trading partners. "China will keep its doors wide open," Xi said. "Pursuing protectionism is like locking oneself in a dark room. While wind and rain may be kept outside, that dark room will also block light and air." There was skepticism about Xi's promise of keeping China's domestic economy open. Foreign trade and investment in China have long faced considerable restrictions and controls. But the Chinese leader's speech was nonetheless met with praise from the global political and corporate elite. It was a step in the right direction. Xi told the champions of global commerce what they wanted to hear: that the walls of protectionism were not closing in around them, that there would still be room to expand their trade, investment, and finance, that China would...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?